Now, here's your host, Tom Donahue, an investigative broadcaster and a man on a mission.
Well, good evening, Tom Donahue. That's right, Tom Donahue Show. So glad you can be with us. No matter how you listen, and we have some good news on that front. Of course, we're always covered by TalkStream Live. But I've gotten some news, and I'm waiting for the final confirmation. But I believe that I'm actually broadcasting live on WXME AM 780. Tom Barna, thank you. Right out of Maine, so that is fantastic. KCAA, Southern California, AM and FM, will be carrying the program in just a few hours, so we appreciate that. K-Star Radio Network, they're setting it up. They're almost ready to go. KSLM, Salem, Oregon. So we've got a lot of stations in the mix, a lot of stations that are considering this program, and we like to give shout-outs, and we really appreciate that. And all the downloaders, and not freeloaders, but downloaders of our podcast, whether it be in iTunes, Podomatic, TalkStream Live, we have podcast directory there, and also streaming. And we do stream on TalkRite, Alt Media, and a good portion of the time on TalkStream Live, the main platform and app. So, again, thank you so much for your interest. And this program is power-packed. It's concentrated. And some people say, well, how much can you get done in an hour? Our segments are about 10, 11 minutes, and we have four of them. And we've minimized commercial breaks because one of my goals when I came back, I made the return to broadcast radio, was I wanted to reach as many people as possible to really make a huge difference. Now, I did talk about in earlier weeks, and we started on July 1st, right around the 4th of July, Independence Day, and we have those all those programs for this past month are archived and available and free download. You know, I don't know about you, but I don't like these little clubs. I don't like these little chat rooms. I don't like all these things of signing in and logging in and having to pay money and having to do this. I understand the bills have to get paid. But I really like the airwaves to be more free. I like people to be able to access information, whether it's podcasts, live programming, etc. Hey, come and join. Be a member. No, you don't ever have to worry about that. If you're a member of whatever I do, which I really encourage complete independence, but if you rather than group mentality and group think, but if you do hear that from these lips, it'll be because it's free. I remember when we had our organization, which was America First, back in 1990, almost called the radio program America First, ended up calling it America's Town Forum. But yeah, I'm a freedom fighter, a liberty lover, truth seeker, and truth teller. So I really do believe in the power of the spoken word, and the power of the medium. As Marshall McLuhan once said, the medium is the message, and there's so many different ways in terms of transmission. Speaking of shortwave, my program was a pretty big program in demand back in the day before there was podcasting, before there was streaming, before there was iTunes and Google Play and all this, and YouTube. But shortwave is still a powerful force. It's an undercurrent. And it really still serves a great need. And I was on WWCR years ago, myself and Bill Cooper and Tom Valentine, and it was quite a nighttime lineup. Now, granted, most of those programs were a rebroadcast that I would pick from that earlier days, program that broadcast over radio stations via satellite. And I remember back in the day, people would clamor for the audio tapes. And there was always a delay in getting those audio tapes out there, whether it be an interview with Eustace Mullins or a Pat Buchanan or a congressman or a senator. Or, I was really the probably, I'm not here to, it doesn't matter who gets the credit as long as the job gets done. You know, I help kind of set the genre, if you will, help set the plates at the table for conspiracy radio. But the difference between myself and the Bullhorn Bully, who came later, was the fact that I always try to do things rationally and factually. And if I don't know, I just simply say I don't know. And I don't have to yell, and I don't have to scream. Now, again, I don't mind occasional outbursts from, you hear from Levin and Savage and others at times. And if it's authentic, if it's really heartfelt and, you hit your boiling point. But when you do it because part of the gimmick and it's part of the character, yeah, and many of these guys are playing characters, okay? And I've never bought into that. I am who I am, whether you like me or you don't, whether you agree or you don't. The point is that I'm always going to be frank and forthcoming. That's just the way we're going to roll here. I went through several adjectives for the media, not just the mainstream media, but even the so-called conservative media. And I mentioned that I don't really particularly like the term fake news, because I really think it's more of a distorted news and a biased news. And sometimes there's true facts and there are true stories and there's a mixture. And I really do believe that if you look at an MSNBC and you look at a Fox News, well, it's all propaganda. You know, and again, I happen to side more with the Fox than I would an MSNBC, of course, because I'm a cultural conservative. I'm a constitutionalist. But you have to remember back, in the Papa Bush and Son Bush days, the warmongering and the neocons. Well, you know, whether it be Hannity or Rush or others, most of them got behind that. Now, all of a sudden, they're born again America First. There's born again populists and born again nationalists. And where were they all those years? And we needed them. Needed them most. Well, it's because their careers were hanging in the balance. Their ratings were sagging. And if they didn't get on jump aboard the Trump train, it was about ready to crash for them. Okay? And there's an article that came out. I don't have it in front of me at the moment, but I posted it as one of the news stories, one of the articles, because I'm the, I guess you could say, somewhat a news aggregator, but a curator would be a better term, because I actually went and read them and look and see what I think the talk radio audience might want to see in terms of news. Doesn't it cover everything? You know, and I admit that, but a lot of people seem to like the news stories that I pick for the various channels and platforms at TalkStream Live, TalkStreamLive.com. So in this story, it said that one of the part of the headline that comes to mind is the Trump bump, and so Hannity got this Trump bump, and he has to basically, because he's tied to the umbilical cord of the president. And, they have bedtime stories at night. And again, I'm glad that he has someone to talk to. You would think beautiful Melania would be a great company. But instead, it's the Hannah Bear. I don't get that. And, he's not the brightest bulb in the drawer. But at least I don't care what his motivation is. As long as he's defending the president, as long as he's, because he's got a bigger, he's got the bully pulpit like the president does with Fox News and iHeartMedia. So just imagine if he hadn't gotten behind him or Russia hadn't gotten behind him. So I'm appreciative of that. But don't act as though this is the way you thought and believed all these years. Just like Donald Trump. Donald Trump is rudderless. I mean, he was an economic nationalist. But other than that, his views have been all over the map. And see, that's part of his problem, was when he does these news conferences or when he meets with, whether it's Putin or Little Rocket Man, he's a deal maker and a deal cutter. And has so little to do with the fact, is it principled? What are my principles? Are they bedrock? Are they solid? Are they deep-seated? For me, my principles have been deep-seated. And people say, everybody evolves. Well, if you listen to me now and you listen back in 1990 or 95 or whatever it was, it doesn't sound all that different, because I'm steeped in these values. They're bedrock principles. I don't have any issue or problem and say, unless you misspeak, and occasionally, we all do, everybody in the media, you meant to say this name and it was that name, and you can correct yourself, but there's these little minor things. It's not flip-flopping on positions. That disturbs me, that I just wish that he had been like Pat Buchanan. You know where Pat Buchanan stands. Pat Buchanan just wasn't, well, let's put it this way. He just wasn't, he was underappreciated. But then again, he was trying to unseat an incumbent president, a New World Order president in Papa Bush. You called him King George. I think we're coming up on the break here. I'm Tom Donahue, Tom Donahue Show. Thanks so much for joining us. Segment one is in the books, and we've got a lot more to come. Right back. Hold tight.
getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to try to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. And recently I started having a nagging bicep pain and I couldn't lift weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend of mine, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in the veins and arteries that may cause blockages. After 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and I'm back in the gym full strength. Find out more. Go to angioprim.com, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim helps promote cardiovascular health. Talk to a trained consultant, or you can call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-8221. That's 877-882-7221. This statement has not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, it's Grace. Can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text STAY to 42424 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text STAY to 42424. That's STAY to 42424.
You know how important a good night's sleep can be? Well, the MyPillow is a game changer. Since switching to MyPillow, I've had the best quality sleep I've experienced in years. I'd say it's the most comfortable pillow I've ever used. I sleep straight through the night and wake up feeling great. MyPillow has a patented interlocking fill that conforms to your personal sleep needs and is guaranteed not to go flat. MyPillow is washable and dryable, made in the USA, and it comes with a 10-year warranty. Try it risk-free with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Right now, Sunday Night Sports Talk is offering 50% off a 4-pack, which is 2 premium and 2 travel pillows. But you need to call now. The number to call is 1-800-716-4879. Then use promo code DON, D-O-N. That's 1-800-716-4879. 4879, promo code DON, D-O-N.
Let's get back to the Tom Donahue Show. Always authentic, independent-minded, and truth-seeking.
That is right. I am back, and we are live, and we appreciate your listenership. You know, I was thinking about talk shows, and you know, I've always been a big fan of talk radio and talk shows. You know, right now I kind of monitor not only for TalkStream Live and, you know, just to make sure the streams and things are copacetic, you know, and compatible, et cetera. But the sometimes I'll catch a few minutes, and if there's something compelling, something not just the robotic repeaters. You know, I can read the headlines myself. You know, I can interpret those. And I do know that talk radio is sort of communal. I know there's times where you have cognitive dissonance and you're looking for confirmation. And that's understandable. But those that are addicted you know, that, you know, that hang on every word that a particular host has to say. And you don't even know if they're legit. You don't know if they're authentic. You don't, I mean, you really don't. So I was thinking about this. So talk shows are like, or talk radio hosts, they're like holding court. For me, it's about teachable moments. And I try to inform and inspire. I try to use my keen observations and astute commentary. And so my opinions, I like to think, are informed. I like to spark interest and curiosity. I do like to incite activism. I do. And, you know, a term that I learned from a reverend from Red Lion, Pennsylvania, many, many years ago. He used this term to close out his television show. God bless his soul. He would say, get off your apathy. It's interesting how the degradation of the language on the air. Now, I know that you say, well, it's not an FCC violation. Okay, so you have to use the P word, and you have to use the A word, and the B word. And it's just like, you know, it bothers me. I just think of the grandmother and the grandfather or the children that are, you know, around the, and really the new radio is your phone and your tablet, and people don't walk around with radios, but whatever the, however you're receiving the signal, the transmission of that broadcast, I just, you know, even when I did my podcast, I didn't change my language, and I just, it bothers me, you know, and I'm not a prude, I'm not someone that, you know, I mean, I know in private, you know, you're with the guys and things get said, and that's not a big deal. But I think that we should self-police and be responsible for our own words and not try to be cool with our slang, you know. And, hey, well, everyone else is saying it, so I'm going to say it. No, jack-a-wagon, I'm not going to say it. But for the most part, I try to keep the language clean. And it's always FCC approvable, but you know, but it's not because, and I'm not doing it because of that. I mean, I do have an obligation to the stations, but I also have an obligation, I feel, to the grandmother and the grandfather and the children and just people in general. So it's a respect thing. And I do like to offer my insights and perspective. I like to inform and educate. Sometimes I like to raise one's ire, but it's more about inspiring. And it's more about those teachable moments, as I mentioned. So you have in the media, which I have, and I will continue to repeat, you have lapdogs and lackeys, you have minions and mavens, I added another word, munchkins, moguls and maggots. The problem with Trump is he gets that hot poker, and he jabs them, you know, he pokes them. To me, I think that, which, you know, you don't go after the inane and insane media monster that way. He claims to be a super intelligent guy, which is debatable, and I've talked about that. But if someone really is bright and they have high intellect, you let the other people say it. You don't say, I'm a super genius. If you do, it's just laughable. And then you also have to have, you know, some self-discipline. Some people say, well, it's control chaos and it's crisis management at the White House. Or some people think it's uncontrolled. Well, I don't know whether I'm dealing with a 7-year-old or 70-plus-year-old at times. But again, it's back to if you're steeped in principle, you know, you're well prepared. But you don't have to prepare as much if you really understand what you believe. And also, morality does matter. I have to say, and I agree with, you know, the Pastor Jeffers and some others, you know, and the moral majority, the Christian right, that Trump is really the only trick pony we have. I mean, there's no other horse in the race. There's nobody else. If Trump were, let's say, he had a heart attack and he passed, or he was assassinated, or he was impeached, the point is that Pence is going to do maybe a third of what Trump would do. He's gonna bow to the neocons. He's gonna bow to, you know, the middle of the road right. We really have to support him, in spite of his, you know, peccadilloes and in spite of his shortcomings. No, I'm not talking about his hands and, you know, whatever. But no, I'm talking about the fact that he's a flawed. We're all flawed. To have to be debating beauty queens and porn stars and did he do it? Did he say it? Did he pay it? You know, is insane. Well, then again, look at Bill Clinton. I mean, at least Trump asked permission. Trump paid. Trump gifted. You know, he didn't just like Bill Clinton just simply just call the woman and be the intrusive and not just pauling, but well, you know, he's considered to be a rapist by many. And the fact is, many women have come forward. And it's so funny that the way he tried to act as though, well, this was 20 plus years, 30 years ago, whatever. And this Me Too movement, remember all the righteous indignation he had? And so, like, because of the, there's a, you know, there was a different generation that it should have been, you know, accepted. And all these people that are going after Trump, they defended, they protected Clinton no matter what. And, of course, Hillary was there, you know, to take care of the bimbo eruptions. And she was the boss woman. And she definitely wore the pants, literally and figuratively. They say Bill Clinton wouldn't have even entered politics if she hadn't pushed him at Yale University because she knew that the timing wasn't right for her to run for president of the United States and for the highest office. So she decided to push Billy Boy. And then she, you know, had her you know, remember the 2-for-1? And they were co-equals and almost co-presidents. Yeah, remember that? Yeah, Hellish Hillary. All those goofy hairstyles, and she's out there on the speaking trail and still even contemplating a run in 2020. That'd be hilarious, Hillary. Yeah, that'd be just wonderful. And Donald Trump would just destroy you, okay? Demolish. We'll be right back.
Hi, folks. So many people have tried CBD and have not had the best results. Not because CBD doesn't work, but because the CBD companies are substandard. Well, here at Ancient Life Oil, there is no compromise in quality of product. Our product is non-GMO and all organic. And, of course, there's less than 0.003 THC. No psychoactive feelings. The oils we use are blended for maximum absorption. You ask me, what does CBD oil do for the body? Unfortunately, I can't say. It's the claim thing. Think about body super maintenance. Think about restoring your house. Not an add-on, just a restoration. Think about logging on to ancientlifeoil.com. No. You need to log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. I personally wouldn't be without my Ancient Life Oil, and neither should you. Test the waters and see how you feel. ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text STAY to 42424 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text STAY to 42424. That's STAY to 42424.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to try to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. And recently I started having a nagging bicep pain and I couldn't lift weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend of mine, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in the veins and arteries that may cause blockages. After 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and I'm back in the gym full strength. Find out more. Go to angioprim.com, ANGIOPRIM.com. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim helps promote cardiovascular health. Talk to a trained consultant, or you can call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-8221. That's 877-882-7221. This statement has not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
With the recent volatility in the stock market, the days of buying, holding, and not diversifying your portfolio are gone. It's time to take control of your money and learn how to secure your financial future. Hi, I'm Scott Bauer, the CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, where we teach you to trade stocks, options, cryptocurrencies, and wealth management techniques in the most powerful setting available. In a live signal room where you follow along with me and my expert coaches in real time while we trade in our online interactive rooms during live market hours. You'll learn the same techniques our coaches and members use daily in a group or one-on-one setting. I am so confident in our trade and investment techniques that I'm going to let you try it out for free today. Call 1-800-224-1733 and leave me your email address on my voicemail to get your password. That's 1-800-224-1733. 1-800-224-1733.
Now, back to the Tom Donahue Show, putting America first and patriotism in action.
That is so right. So glad that you are with us. We have another half to go here. I'm excited about the prospects of the program, the impact we might have. But you got to keep expectations at least somewhat realistic. I'm a believer. I dream big, but I also am able to pad the fall if things don't go as well as you want in life. But I'm an optimist by nature. I was when I first started in talk radio. At that time, as I mentioned, I was carrying a big duffel bag of responsibility because so few programs would cover these issues. It was just the left-right divide. And so I really felt like being on the forefront of the 2.0 America First reboot and working with so many different politicos, as well as people that are just activists and writers and speakers. And, you know, we got a lot done. And we helped basically, we were the ones that set the groundwork. You know, we helped lay the foundation. And so I was glad to be a part of that, just like Chuck Harder and Pat Buchanan and Bo Brights, among others. It was an exciting time. Now we have a candidate that is flawed. You know, he's feisty. He's flamboyant. You know, but he is a flawed guy. I mean, there's no getting around that. Who else is there, I mean, that we could depend on? You know, at least, you know, he goes to the well, and that well is the American populace and that populist movement. Whatever happened to the Tea Party? You know, I mean, the Republican Party destroyed that. Yeah, and the Dems, of course, attacked. You know, nobody wants to use that term anymore. I thought it was a good term. I thought it was all right. You know, not a problem with that. And I thought they did some good work. So there have been movements that preceded Trump that helped set the stage for him with his name recognition and flamboyant personality to actually become the president of the United States. He can spin it any which way he wants. Well, on the one hand, he's saying he didn't expect to win. Then he says he always knew he could win or he would win. He was sweating election night because he knew about the rigged process and he knew that it was going to take a Herculean effort. And thankfully, it was those final, you know, Rust Belt states that really were, you know, interested and concerned about their jobs and concerned about nationalism and populism and other issues as well, immigration, et cetera. The Trump tie, even with, you know, his travails, although he, you know, not only did he triumph legitimately, lawfully, legally, any which way you want to, you know, slice it and dice it, because the Electoral College is our American system. And you hear, you know, the big guy in South Florida, the Blowfish, you know, he'll say he's the doctor of democracy and America's anchorman. Well, I don't have any time for democracy because this is mob rule. You say, well, it's majority rule. Okay, so you want the majority to control the individual? The minority? I don't think so. I'll leave it to the Constitution. I'll leave it to the Bill of Rights. I'll leave it to the creator of the universe, okay? But you know, no, democracies are mob rule. We're a constitutional republic. Now, what we need in D.C. is a disinfectant. We need a colon cleanse. How about Roto-Rooter? How about fumigation? Because it is rancid, and it really needs to be cleaned up and cleaned out. Take out the trash. Remember the movement, throw out the bums? Remember that if you're not too young, there was a big movement back in the 90s. And I interviewed that particular person from South Florida, and we helped do all that we could to help promote that. We worked with a lot of different players in the Patriot movement. You know, we work with a lot of different crusades and causes, and we plan to do that. But I like being able to give you a little bit of retrospective, not do a retro show. If we don't understand our history, we don't understand our foundations, we don't understand, you know, how things came about, then you're really not going to understand where we're going. You know, so the roadmap started way before Donald Trump. He is a player because he's the president. If there weren't a lot of these building blocks, if there weren't a lot of these players that took place prior to his presidency or to his candidacy, there wouldn't be a Trump train. There wouldn't be a Trump triumph. There wouldn't be a possibility of a 2020 reelection. I'm not as worried about the Mueller thing. And I do believe it is a witch hunt. I do believe that he just is not a great chief executive, whether it's business or in politics. It's because you look at the Trump turnstile, and you've got all these moving parts. You know, that it's always a revolving door. And so it would be great to see him have more consistency and more accountability and people that are more responsible and reliable. But it's just been terrible. And so I'd mention, you know, in detail that just imagine if Donald Trump had picked someone else, selected someone other than the Alabama Keebler elf. Well, then he wouldn't have had this refuser to do his job because he has, a lapsed memory. And it's true, he has this lapsed memory that, you know, caused the issue of recusal. And so Trump, if he had picked somebody else, even Giuliani, who's goofy as he can be at times, he could have put in Ted Cruz, even though, you know, look at how they get along now. I mean, politics does make for strange bedfellows. Isn't it interesting that Ted Cruz actually beat Jimmy Kimmel in a basketball match? And this is a guy who's like a sports kind of guy, hangs out with all those guys in L.A., and he thinks he's hip and cool and all that. And he got tuned up by Ted Cruz, which I thought was great. You know, but late night talk shows, they're terrible. They're not funny. And they've become almost entirely political. I mean, Johnny Carson, he hit a politician or two with a couple really, really good jokes, left or right. And it was funny. I can't watch those shows. These are deplorable, despicable. But I like being at the deplorable, at least in terms of being called that by hellish Hillary. I think everybody should be wearing deplorable shirts. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because now it's become a positive thing. Oh, so I was going to tell you, it just came out tonight, NBC and Wall Street Journal, they say that Trump is at his highest approval in their polling. Now I have seen Reuters that's had him as high as 50%, 51%. But they got him at 45%. And they say, in part, 88% of Republican people that were surveyed that state that they're members of the Republican Party, GOP, 88% approved. They said that the highest number was Papa Bush. That was when people wanted to be patriotic and gung-ho behind the war, and he was at 89%. With these numbers, even with, you know, some of his missteps and some of his misspoken press conferences, he is still at a high percentage of approval. So this is a very exciting time. As long as he can protect himself, insulate himself the best possible ways against Mueller and against the deep state and against the DOJ and the FBI, but I just wish he would have cleaned house. Like I said, from day one, he should have just fired Comey. Asked for his resignation, put in his own guy. And it's just deeply disturbing that he's become his own worst enemy, that he's the one that continues giving the enemy the sword to slay him with. And he inflames them and incites them. And, it's not a good thing. We'll be right back. Hold tight. Tom Donahue. So glad that you're with us tonight.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove these dangers and odors. It's with the computerized Wave Moisture Control Unit that reduces moisture and expels pollutants.
We replaced our old dehumidifier with the Wave Unit, and in only 3 weeks, our basement is dry and the musty smell is gone.
Wave units require no maintenance, no buckets of water or filters, and costs only pennies a day to run. Breathe better, live healthier with an affordable, no-maintenance Wave unit. Call 888-717-WAVE, 888-717-WAVE, or visit dryhealthyhome.com, dryhealthyhome.com.
Ride the Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Hi, folks. So many people have tried CBD and have not had the best results. Not because CBD doesn't work, but because the CBD companies are substandard. Well, here at Ancient Life Oil, there is no compromise in quality of product. Our product is non-GMO and all organic. And, of course, there's less than 0.003 THC. No psychoactive feelings. The oils we use are blended for maximum absorption. You ask me, what does CBD oil do for the body? Unfortunately, I can't say. It's the claim thing. Think about body super maintenance. Think about restoring your house. Not an add-on, just a restoration. Think about logging on to ancientlifeoil.com. No. You need to log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. I personally wouldn't be without my Ancient Life Oil, and neither should you. Test the waters and see how you feel. ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Hey, folks. Guess what the number one phrase that Life Change Tea receives by email? You ready? We love this tea. We love this tea. Time after time, week after week, we love this tea. Life Change Tea gives you more energy, a beautiful cleansing, and fulfills its slogan perfectly. The tea that makes you go. So if you want to be on your health game, log on to getthetea.com and order Life Change Super Strength Tea. Packages come in a 1 month supply, and when you brew this stuff, wait until you see the results. Aren't we all about the results? And with a lot of people's health struggling, we can use a little bit of help. Doctors will tell you disease starts in the gut. So log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Be our next email saying, I love this tea. I mean, I love this tea. Get the tea at getthetea.com. Helping America one tea bag at a time.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to try to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. And recently I started having a nagging bicep pain and I couldn't lift weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend of mine, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in the veins and arteries that may cause blockages. After 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and I'm back in the gym full strength. Find out more. Go to angioprim.com, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim helps promote cardiovascular health. Talk to a trained consultant, or you can call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-8221. That's 877-882-7221. This statement has not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Now, back to the Tom Donahue Show. Liberty loving and freedom fighting.
Welcome back, Tom Donahue. Tom Donahue Show. So glad you can be with us. Let me just get back to... We're going to switch gears here in a moment. I really believe if Trump were to basically disengage with the media, ignore most of the media. I saw him on CBS News, and he still craves that because of and I talked about that last week. He got that celebrity mentality. You know, he loves the limelight. And so I also said he's a shock jock, and he likes that too. He thrives on chaos. He thrives on conflict. But if I were advising him, I'd say, do limited media, Be more strategic, but don't engage them and enrage them. Don't incite them and provoke them and stroke the fire. Don't inflame and antagonize. Because look at the hissy fits from them, the hysteria from the media. These are mad dogs and miscreant maggots. That's right, maggots. That's the way I see it. Okay, now, let's talk a little bit about the Dems, the dysfunctional Dems. You've got this rise of the tide of socialism, which really you can call communism. Isn't it ironic that Bernie Sanders, the progressive socialist communist, is questioning Trump and his allegiance or alliances with Russia? They used to love Russia. They used to love, and they still do, Cuba. They loved any communist country and the ideology. I mean, if you really look at the Communist Manifesto, the United States, up until Trump coming to office, was implementing all the planks. That's where Bernie Sanders is and his protege. I mean, how about his protege? You know, winning a House district in New York, beating the ranked fourth in power of the Democrat Party. And so you really have this fake anti-communist going on, because if they really believe this way, then their ideology and philosophy within America, their programs and their platforms, would represent something other than progressive socialism and communism, right? Weren't they the party of peace and love? Now they're the party of war and hate. Yeah. Well, the party's just basically anti-Trump and also anti-America. They should just call themselves the anti-Trump, anti-America party. Yeah. I don't think anyone in their right mind can question Trump's patriotism and his allegiance to this country. But boy, if Trump had just had better foresight and was more prepared and had a better team in place right from the get-go, a lot of this Russia stuff would be just like it'd be a sideshow. It would be hardly even noticeable, be negligible. But sadly, because and it's amazing how much he gets done, you know, in spite of his missteps, in this dysfunctionality. You know, I was looking at one of the tapes recently of Roseanne Barr, and it's just so sad. I mean, the woman has a mental illness. I mean, just to see her break down and do and say crazy things. But then Whoopi Goldberg is a loon too. Totally crazy, not just ideology-wise. And ask Jeanine Pirro about that. So I really think that if you look at Hollyweird, you know, this celebrity cesspool, and yes, now Trump, I think that there is a dysfunctional personality. I don't think there's a mental illness. But there are many that really are suffering from a mental illness, and they really do need help. Now, the other thing I wanted to say, because we're running a little bit low on time, is I want to congratulate Rand and Ron Paul. Rand and Ron Paul have come to the aid of Donald Trump, and they're independent-minded, and they're certainly more libertarian-leaning, and they are certainly anti-neocon. So you have all these warmongers and neoconers that expect Trump to be pushing Putin around. And they're talking treason. I mean, who in their right mind wants a war with Russia? You know, over some Baltic states or whatever it might be. Why wouldn't we try to quell? You know, we're not here to be the judge and the jury and the executioner of their past deeds. Hey, if the world court wants to bring up Putin and a little rocket man, Kim, and charge him for their crimes, well, then good luck on that, okay? The American president, either behind closed doors or, you know, sometimes in front of the cameras, may, if feels led, you know, really believes in earnest that he should call them out, then do so. The whole point is be a peacemaker when possible. And don't inflame and enrage these people, you know, these political leaders. Now, there are times people say, well, then, well, why would he take on the EU? Because of their hypocrisy. You know, why are we paying the bulk of the European Union and their defense. And then they're cutting deals with Russia and oil. And he's right. They're deadbeats. He has a right to criticize them because they're reaching into the American citizenry's pockets and pocketbooks. So I absolutely agree with that. But again, I also feel that whether it's a Hannity or a Rush or various others that don't want to acknowledge the grandiose and dysfunctional personality that's causing and driving some of these scandals and some of these issues, well, then you're missing a great part of the equation. But, you know, he has a tendency to embellish, exaggerate. He prevaricates, sometimes lies. He's not a humble person. But, you know, he looks like he is a humble person, has that humility about him in certain interviews, and he looks very pensive and very, you know, connected. You know, I don't know if these are techniques he learned, you know, in terms of negotiating and communicating, but, you know, I really hope and pray that there isn't anything beyond just some dysfunctionality and that he really, you know, starts to put together a team that can support the agenda. It's all about the agenda, the American agenda. It's all about essentially continuing to rescind the Obama mandates. And, you know, I used to call it the Obama Nation. Now, where was the dossier on Obama's citizenship? He was a political unknown, a mystery man, if you will. But there was no outcry. There was no national security crisis. And Obama was the president that really amped up the national security state and the surveillance of U.S. citizens, but no protests there because it was Obama. They loved him. No protest over put-downs of the United States on foreign soil and his apology tours. Then you have Obamacare rather than Obama scare, because it really was, because he lied. There's plenty of lies and deceit. If you like your doctor, you can keep him. There's not going to be any price hikes. You know, everything's going to be just utopia. Everything's going to be wonderful with Obamacare. How about their targeting of the Tea Party and other conservative groups? How about the IRS and their abuse of powers that were utilized under Obama? So that's really, you know, the hypocrisy of the in the gutter media. These maggots. And they really are. So I'm hoping and praying that at some point, more and more Americans, and I think there really is an undertow, there is this undercurrent, there's this kind of like, and I mentioned, a secret society of people that they're afraid to mention that they support the agenda, maybe not the person, but the agenda. You know, the platform, maybe not the party, maybe not the person. Now, there's a study that just came out. It's a 40-year study. It said conservatives are more likely to live a more meaningful life. So by having certain principles that tend to be more conservative, again, I know there's hypocrites, I know there's people that really don't follow, they're principle-less, but if you really do follow conservative Christian principles, you're going to live a more meaningful, happy life, and I'm happy, and we'll see you next week. Thanks so much for joining us, Tom Donahue Show, TalkStreamLive.com, TomDonahueReports.com.
You know how important a good night's sleep can be? Well, the MyPillow is a game changer. Since switching to MyPillow, I've had the best quality sleep I've experienced in years. I'd say it's the most comfortable pillow I've ever used. I sleep straight through the night and wake up feeling great. MyPillow has a patented interlocking fill that conforms to your personal sleep needs and is guaranteed not to go flat. MyPillow is washable and dryable, made in the USA, and it comes with a 10-year warranty. Try it risk-free with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Right now, Sunday Night Sports Talk is offering 50% off a 4-pack, which is 2 premium and 2 travel pillows. But you need to call now. The number to call is 1-800-716-7886. 1-800-400-4879. Then use promo code DON, D-O-N. That's 1-800-716-4879. Promo code DON, D-O-N.